Welcome to this week's Leader Guide for Your Life Group. This resource is provided to help you prepare and effectively lead your group. For your convenience, you can also download a written version of this guide under Leader Tools at northcoastchurch.com/groups. So let's get started as we introduce this week's material.
Hey, Life Group leaders and hosts, Scott Horner here, one of your Life Group pastors for North Coast Church. We are so stoked for week number 5 of our fall quarter for 2025. I hope you guys have been having a great week. Maybe you guys have been dipping into the app and having some fun there, just praying for one another and practicing some of those skills of gratitude. And I just hope that that's been a blessing for you, if that's something you've chose to jump into. I'm going to get us started here. So we're just going to get right into it. We had a great message from Chris Brown, our senior pastor. And so here's a few just quick announcements for you. If you need any help with anything, reach out to your Life Group pastor. You can reach out to me, or you should have your pastor's phone number. If you don't have their phone number, I say this every time, let me know. I will give it to you. I'll let them know that I'm giving it to them to you first, but I'll still do that. And so, again, the reminder for you and your group time, you don't need to answer every question. We trust you as leaders. So we trust that you're going to pick the group questions that fit for you and your conversations. The Holy Spirit resides in you, friends. We know that. We trust Him and we trust you following His lead. So again, we just want to encourage everyone to have an opportunity to share each week. A goal for us is that everyone would have an opportunity to share each week, and the conversation would be centered around God's Word. That's a win. If you're doing that, high five to you. We're stoked that God's doing some stuff because we know there's just such value there. Again, just thinking about it, it's week 5. If you guys haven't had like a group social yet, you guys like, hey, we're just going to go grab pizza. We're going to go do something fun, man. Do it on the same night you normally would. And then also like service project ideas. We want to be the hands and feet of Jesus around North County and around the globe. And so, man, when we act and when we serve and we walk in obedience to Him, man, I want to encourage you to do that with your group. It can be such a blessing for you personally and for your group, and the conversations just hanging around, serving and doing those things can be such a blessing. We got some tools for you. If you need help finding those, you can go to our website, leadertools.com, and we got, man, links for you to figure out what service projects or what impact projects, I guess is what we call them now. And yeah, because we're making an impact. And then social projects, social ideas for you and your group. So again, attendance, if you haven't done that yet, we love for you to do that. It helps us care for you, care for your group members. Same way you do. We love you guys and we want to care for you. And then two quick announcements. Men's conference is coming up October 24th through 25th. There's a QR code in the hard copy of this. You can just go to northcoastchurch.com/men's conference and you guys can find everything you need for that. I'm going to be there. I would love to meet you. If you use this regularly and you see me at the men's conference, I would love for you to introduce yourself to me. Say, hey, I'm going to be there with my dad, but I would love to just get to know you a little bit. And then the other thing is just the North Coast app. Man, I encourage you to use this new tool, just the access that you have to some of the content, the daily scripture, praying for one another. It's just a really cool thing there. So there's a QR code to help you download that as well. So now just jumping into our discussion guide, we got these warm-up questions. This weekend, we learned that it's not about having a lot of faith. Just a little can go a long way. What's your favorite or least favorite, a little goes a long way, ingredient, something that can totally transform a meal to a masterpiece or a disaster for you? So additional thought here, just kick it off with like that mustard seed metaphor that we're jumping into to blend in some fun flavors and laughters. For me, I would choose some liquid smoke. I just used it tonight, threw that on some asparagus and salt with some oil and boom. Man, if you've never done that, just do that. Again, too much goes too far, and that can totally ruin that. Additional question here for you. Man, have you ever misjudged an ingredient? Like, I've definitely done that with salt. Man, that has ruined some meals for me. Conversation caution here would just be to remember to keep the atmosphere light and avoid long-winded food stories. We don't want to just get stuck here. We want to move on, you know? Group dynamic tip to get everyone engaged. Just go around the group and maybe share quick thoughts, popcorn style. It will let everyone, get talking and just keep the energy up. Second question here in our warm-up is, Jesus used the metaphor of a mustard seed to teach us about faith. You guys can read it in Matthew chapter 17, verse 20. Bring an object to group that could serve as a metaphor for your faith and share why you chose it. So additional thought here, objects, man, they're valuable. Objects can take an abstract idea and make it more tangible. And this is just a fun, creative way to hear how each person views their faith journey. Like maybe it's fragile, maybe it's steady, maybe it's growing. Maybe it's like hidden, et cetera. You could bring a rock, for example. You could bring a candle, a flashlight. But here's the thing, like, this is kind of like a little bit of show and tell. We don't always do this, but this is a fun thing. So also just keep in mind though, that some people may not have brought something. They're like reading this in group right then and there. So maybe that's you and you're like, oh my gosh, you're driving a group and you're listening to this podcast. High five. Glad you're listening to it. But you didn't bring an object. So the question, additional question could be like, hey, if you didn't bring an object, what would you choose and why? Totally okay. Additional scripture here, Hebrews 11 verse 1. Now faith is the assurance of things hope for, the conviction of things not seen. So faith, man, just as scripture defines it, is just, man, it's the assurance of predominantly, man, just God's character and holding on to who he is, even though we might not be able to see it. Conversation caution here is that some may feel put on the spot. Affirm that's okay. If they want to describe an object or just kind of pass on this one, totally okay. Third question here is just, what point or idea has stuck with you most since hearing this weekend's message? Just a good old classic, what stood out to you from the sermon? You guys could spend all night on that one if you wanted to. Love it. Talking about God's word, talking about, man, what we do with it. So now moving on to our Know It section. This weekend, we read several amazing stories about faith. Let's read Matthew 9. Verses 18 through 35 again. So, man, read that as your group before you go any further. Read it together, paying attention to anything new that jumps out to you. First question here. Five people were healed of significant physical ailments. But we know that Jesus wants more for us than just our temporary needs being met. What are some of the broader personal and social transformations that might have come from each of these miracles? So just that additional thought is, Jesus heals bodies, yes, but he also restores dignity. He restores relationship. He restores identity. And these healings change not just the individuals, but the communities around them. So like how? How do you think those things would have happened? Additional scripture here is Isaiah 61 verse 1. You guys could read that. Maybe Isaiah 61 verses 1 through 3 a little bit. He has sent me to bind the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives. Like, why did Jesus come? What is he doing? It's so much more significant than just bringing physical healing. Additional question here could be, which of the miracles feels most personal or relatable to you right now? And just a caution, some may feel distant about miracle stories, maybe a little bit uncomfortable, but remind them that transformation isn't always physical. Receiving Jesus as your Lord and Savior, trusting in him is the greatest miracle. Period. It is. We were dead in sin, now we're alive in Christ. And so that is huge. And so some people might feel uncomfortable with like miracles, you know? It's like, I don't know. That makes me feel a little bit weird. But man, God is significantly powerful, the most powerful. And so encourage conversation around that, but be gentle. Some people might be uncertain about it. And just, man, have grace as they navigate that question with you and your group. Second question here is, what similarities and differences do you notice in the way these five people approach Jesus? Just an additional thought here is that some come with boldness, some with desperation, some through friends, but Jesus responds to each and every one, as Chris kind of let us unpack that in this weekend's sermon. Additional question here could be, what does this tell us about how Jesus responds to different personalities and approaches? Just a caution, don't let this become a ranking on who had the best faith. Emphasize Jesus's compassion across the board. So the focus is on Jesus and how he responds and what he's been doing, not just on like, look at what these people brought. It's look at what Jesus did. Share it section here is number one. It's not the amount of faith that matters, but who we place it in. Can you share a story of a time when you felt you had little or not enough faith, but you stepped out anyway and God honored it? Just a thought here, these can be some really powerful testimonies, and moments of just enough faith often become the turning points of our lives where people, man, I trusted God in this and he became real for me. me. Additional scripture here could be 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9. My grace is sufficient for you. My power is made perfect in weakness. I love this passage. It's Paul talking about he had this thorn in the flesh and he wanted God to remove it, but God wouldn't because he was going to keep him humble. And sometimes God doesn't do what we want him to do. And it's more about trusting God in his character. Quick story real quick for you. There was a time when I was dating a girl, I knew I should have broke up with her. I was sitting in a chapel and I knew I should break up with her. I just felt convicted by God. Not the right relationship. Total, hey, God told me to break up with you. But I was like, no, I'm not going to do it. God, if you want me to break up with her, you're going to have to do it yourself. I left that chapel. I was walking to my dorm room and she called me and she dumped me. And I was like, oh my goodness, God, you are alive and well, and you are real. And it shook me. And so sometimes just these stories of like, we don't even have the faith and God breaks in and shows up. So just sharing the stories can be really, really powerful and God moving in those ways. Additional question here could be looking back, how did that moment shape your confidence in God? For me, it was, he wants me. He wants me to walk in obedience to him. Conversation caution here could be some may feel that they don't have a story like this yet or think that things maybe failed because they lacked faith. Hey, risk hopes things work out. Faith trusts God's character no matter the outcome. We're not asking you to take risks. We're asking you to trust God and walk in faith in his character. It's not a risk for you to sit on a chair. Like, you know that chair is going to hold you. That's faith in the chair, right? A risk is climbing out on a tree branch of a dead tree and hoping that even though you know it's going to crack, that you're going to walk on it. That's risky behavior. Trust and faith is confidence. Like we said in Hebrews, it's confidence in the things not seen. It's confidence in the character of God. Group dynamic tip, let a couple of people go deeper if it feels appropriate. Sometimes hearing can be just as beneficial as sharing about how God has moved. So maybe the conversation lands on like one or two people have some pretty significant stories. That's okay. That can be encouraging. Don't let it dominate the whole conversation, the whole night, but it's appropriate to maybe sit in one or two of those instead of like, who's next, and then not get farther past this. But I trust you. Holy Spirit's in you. Do what you feel led to do. Second question here is, we saw in Matthew 9 some amazing faith stories that we still learn from today. Can you share a story of someone in your life with a faith story that has increased your own faith as well? Just an additional thought, this helps highlight some spiritual role models and testimonies that can be inspiring for us. For me, it's missionaries, past and present. So learning about men and women who have gone before us and, man, said yes to following Jesus and proclaiming him and his good news in difficult places, those stories are always an encouragement to me. Additional scripture here could be Hebrews 13, verse 7, remember your leaders, imitate their faith. You could also check out Hebrews 11, just that hall of faith. If you guys want to unpack some further scripture there. Additional question, what about their faith stands out to you the most? And a group dynamic tip is maybe after sharing, encourage group members to send a thank you note or text to the person that they mentioned. Like if it's a person like personally in their lives that they know of and like, man, when so-and-so did this and this is my brother, this is my mom, whatever, like sending them a note and saying like, hey, I talked about you in group about this story. Like one, that's going to affirm them that God is moving and using them. Like that's just cool. And then it's also just going to allow you to have that moment of gratitude, like, man, God, thanks. And for them to say thank you to God. So just a cool little thing that you guys could do with your group. Live it section now, closing this out, is even small faith like a mustard seed can still grow. And that's kind of the point even. Imagine a friend came to you and said, I want to have more faith. How would you explain what actually grows or increases someone's faith? Additional thought, faith often grows through practice and obedience. Do what you know you ought to do. You don't need to do things that you don't know that you need to do. Just do what you do know. Also, through prayer, community, scripture, ultimately it's trusting God with the future because you have seen and learned about who he is. It's really hard to trust someone when you don't know who they are. So learning about God's character, learning about who he is and what he's done, affirms our faith that he is someone that we could can place our trust in. Additional scripture is Romans 10:17. So faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. What do we hear about? We hear about God's faithfulness. We hear about his gospel, the good news of his saving grace for us. Group tip here could be a dynamic tip, could be close the discussion by having group members name one small habit they may want to try to help their faith grow. Maybe it's using the app this week. Maybe it's just encouraging a friend this week. Maybe it's texting and talking about forgiveness this week. All those things can help us grow in faith. And what's a small habit, though, that we could begin to apply to encourage us to have a posture of faith? Second and last question of our discussion guide this week is, in the stories this weekend, we saw 5 courageous acts of faith. Where in your faith life right now are you stepping out in faith because you know God's got this? Is there anywhere you're struggling to step out in faith? Hey, additional thought, this is a vulnerable invitation to real-time reflection. Some people might be like, I have something. Some people might not have anything, but that is okay. Last scripture here would be Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. Love that passage. If you're trusting him, if you're walking with him, he's going to lead you. He's going to guide you. Additional question, what's one thing you could do this week to lean into faith rather than fear? And then conversation, caution, respect, privacy. Let people choose how much they want to share. Don't pry. Just let God lead there. So leaders, hosts, you guys got this. God's got you. Let me pray for you, and I hope you guys have an awesome week. Lord, thank you for our leaders. Thank you for our hosts. Thank you for the homes that are being used and used to create space for a conversation around your character, your truth, around your word, Jesus. Lord, I thank you for the leaders and hosts that have set aside time to be with their people, Lord, to encourage, to pray with, to read, to study, to support. Lord, I thank you so much for each and every leader here and to serve one another in this act of gathering and reading. Lord, would you be with our group members that as they come, that they would just be able to hear your word and be transformed as a result of the time that we spend in it, that we would be different, Lord, as a result of the time that we spend with you this week. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, leaders, hosts, man, love you guys, praying for you, and we'll see you next week.